All right. Thank you, folks, for hanging out with us. Will you read us back into open session, please?
Whereas the Cumberland Town Council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Cumberland Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Cumberland Town Council hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Cumberland Town Council. Carl Collins.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devontae
May.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Okay, do we have any action resulting from closed session?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we do. I want to make a motion to change our cutoff from the 20-day to the 60 days, effective immediately, with a written 10-day notice of such going forward.
Second. We have a motion and a second to change the cutoff policy for the town of Cumberland from 20 days to 60 days, with clarification that there will be a written notice sent out at least 10 days prior. Is there any discussion? All right, Mr. Starger, roll call vote.
Carl Collins.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devontae Moon.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Mr. Williams, please make sure that that information is posted in town hall tomorrow. Any other action resulting from closed session?
None of them.
Okay, we will move on to reports. Fire department. Mr. Jackson.
That's what I was thinking.
Tired.
Fabulous. Oh yeah, me too. Very tired. I've given you what Cliff had sent to the county. I wasn't able to get up with Will to kind of work on some stuff with him, so you all can make a resolution for us. And Cliff kind of...
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a copy. I was going to make a copy for you all.
Oh, okay.
The county, you know, we actually had a fire last Thursday. Cliff was out of town. I was going to go to the Board of Supervisors meeting. We ended up having a brush fire on Dixie County side, and we actually ended up taking a pumper and our mini pumper, and we had to do some structural protection over there and actually do some firing of lines and help Dixie County out a little bit. They had five departments total plus BDOF over there, so it was pretty grown out process, but come back that the county did pass a resolution for us. Seeing that, you know, you all had put a resolution in for us too, you know, that really means a lot. I just wanted you all to have both sides of the information, what Cliff had sent and what the county had sent back to us. And that way, you know, we can kind of tie it all together. You all do your resolution for us and everything will be hunky-dory. Now it's just getting our trucks away and getting that information sent in to the EMS council, and then they'll come out and inspect our trucks, and we'll go from that. The reports for October 2023, we had four structure fires, had three smoke reports, had one vehicle fire, had 17 motor vehicle accidents, zero with extrication, had one search and rescue, had one assist police, had 18 EMS assist, we had two hazmat calls, one wildland fire, and eight other, totaling the 56 calls for the month of October. Total man hours for call was 457 hours. Total personnel responding for the month was 336. We had 380 training hours and around a total of 19 assist calls. Additional information, we also done the fire prevention at the library, the fire prevention at Lowe's, fire prevention at Mary's Chapel Church, fire prevention at the Head Starts. We had the homecoming parade, the trunk or treat at the primary school, and then our ninth annual spectacular Halloween. And at that's all we had for that. Cliff did say, he called me, he's making his way back into town now. He's been, he took a mini vacation and got in a few years, but that's what I'm getting ready to do here in a couple of weeks. But anyway, he did ask me to bring up for the $27,000. He said that he got a message today saying our truck was in. So the $27,000 that you all said that you had allocated to us for that truck, the truck has come in. So I told him, he asked me to get up to Jimmy, to ask Jimmy about, you know, getting the check to
then him. Are you talking about a new truck? The new truck? Are you...
Yeah, the new pickup.
Okay.
That we had...
You all were providing funds for?
Yeah, okay. The half. You all give us half, and we just provide another half, and then we're going to do the lighting and the striping and all that. And just to, for your all's information, there is a county-wide burn ban in effect. No burning whatsoever. Town police, county police, state police, right now, is the ones who issue tickets. If we get paged out, somebody's going to get a ticket, or they should, because the county has issued the burn ban. So just for that information, it was issued 2 days ago. They posted it, just for everybody's information. It's dry, very dry right now. And the Zoll AED pads, Jimmy, we need some AED pads.
Let's do a purchase order.
Because we have expended the pads that we had gotten the first one. So we've done around them. But I didn't know how Cliff just told me to kind of bring that up and ask. So. I'll do a purchase order to get you an order on for us. But other than that, we're clicking right along.
Yeah, just do a quote for the purchase order.
Do you have anybody specific that you get those from, or do you care if I get at least two quotes or three quotes and then whoever has the best deal? Because we'll probably order them in bulk.
Do bulk, get three.
Huh?
Three purchase order.
That's three quotes.
Yeah, that, you know, we'll probably do bulk that way. It saves time getting new pads in, because the last little bit we've been going through. You know, we've had a lot of EMS calls. We've been, you know, sticking pads on people, and some are good outcomes and some ain't. I mean, it's just one of them things. But that's the type of business that we're in. Sometimes you can save lives, sometimes you just, you know, just can't do nothing. So. But everything's there. If y'all have any questions for me.
Any questions for Logan?
Yeah, one question. The vehicles that you currently have at fire department, plus the new one you're getting, is that going to be adequate for this EMS response?
Yes, we will probably only have 687, which is the mini pumper, the Ford F-550, and 686, which is our camper shell pickup. And then the new truck that's coming, it'll also probably be adding in on that.
Okay. And where you guys are non-transport, you're not going to need an ambulance?
No.
Okay. I know that in the past, and I don't know about currently, but in the past there's been money out there grant-wise right. for an ambulance.
Right. And that's like, I'll explain a little bit better. So once we get all of our books finalized in a row, everybody's in agreement. We're not really, per se, looking for an ambulance right now, but we'll get an EMS number. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unless myself or whoever's running that call, it's an EMS call, unless, you know, say that you're having a massive heart attack, or you're
bleeding. I'd rather you point somebody else.
Well, say that you're having a very dramatic or, you know, I see it as life or death, mm-hmm. me getting you to a hospital. I'm going to put you in the back of that fire truck and I'm taking you to the closest yeah. medical facility to get you the proper treatment. And there's no law against that, because there has been police officers that has put people in the back of the right. cruisers to get them to the local, you know, closest medical facility. And that's what we're wanting to do. We want to provide that treatment to our community.
Right. Well, where I'm kind of going to on this is that if there's money out there for an ambulance, let's say, is there additional money out there grant-wise that you're aware of or can check into that may be able to furnish some additional vehicles for you guys to go along with what you're doing here?
Right, and you know, once we get that EMS number, mm-hmm. that opens us up. You know, we've already got the fire side stuff. So we can apply for stuff on the fire side, get new pumpers and things like that, tankers, whatever, hose, radios,
right.
turnout gear. But once we get that EMS number, a lot of the stuff that we use, extrication equipment, some gear, and then, you know, like ambulance and stuff like that, we can apply on the EMS grant side of things. So it actually helps us better ourselves as far as getting grants.
Okay.
You know, and we'll probably end up being able to bill for some of the calls that we run. We'll probably be able to get a whole lot, but it allows us to bill and kind of recuperate some of the materials that we use. You know, if we have to come and use a soft stretcher to help get you loaded into an ambulance or get you, you know, transferred over or something, you know, we might be able to bill $50. I'm just using that as an example. I don't know exactly what the cost breakdown of everything is, but you know, we can bill back for the man hours that we were there and the equipment that we used. That way we kind of recuperate some of that and may gain $5 or $10. So it helps.
I guarantee it's more than $5 or $10 because I went and got a flu shot 4 weeks ago. And my insurance company got billed $245 for a free flu shot.
That's how that works.
Yeah, you know, and we're still kind of looking into that, the billing aspect stuff side of it. But once we get more of that figured out,
okay.
So I do have it done. How many firefighters are EMS trained?
We're gonna have all 30.
All 30?
Oh yeah. Awesome. They'll either be EMRs, which is emergency medical responders. Or they'll be EMTs. So that's where we'll stand on that. I'm to the point to where if they don't want to be EMR trained or they don't want to be an EMT or hired, then I know there's people just want to run car wrecks and fight house fires, but we're kind of at that point in time that we need to be cross trained and everybody needs to be able to do a little bit of everything. I know it's hard for a volunteer, but.
We appreciate what you do.
But I'll get Cliff to get up to you on that money for that truck.
And if you give me somebody else's phone number, I'll call them instead of you all the time.
That's fine. That's what I'm here for.
But that's before I didn't know we didn't have a burn ban on those 2 nights.
Yeah, well, the county hadn't officially set out an official burn ban.
I think they did the following day or 2 days after.
I think it was the following day. The
finally she did it on the 9th.
Yeah.
So last Thursday.
So it was. I think the one that I got called on, it kind of scared him. The first one I got called on, he's like, I didn't know anything about it, and he was pretty well, you know, honest about it. He's like, I really didn't know. I said, let's go ahead and tell you. If it gets away and it catches that or that on fire, I said, you probably end up in jail.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of the ones you all are talking about, and I do know it that they did go through proper channels asking the question.
There
was a ban.
Yeah.
And they were told that there was not. There was one for Washington County and one for Russell County.
Right.
All it said was.
I think it scared him.
He said it did.
I went up there and talked to the person. I was like, you knew though that there was you shouldn't be burning. He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, I shouldn't burn. He goes, the wind. He said, I didn't think it'd flare up like it did, but. You know, even with a little bit of rain that we got the other day, it's still dry. So, you know, there is a burn ban effect, so.
You mean that creek that used to be the Guest River is not overflowing?
It's just a mud puddle.
Well, that's no better.
I got a quick question. You guys don't plan on doing any training as far as use of water?
We may.
For the rest of this month?
I don't know why.
Of course, with our water system, we are by far short of water. We are fortunate not to be in that boat like Appalachia and Big Stone.
And I did get permission.
But if we can try to eliminate water usage right now, especially if we're still putting water back in our million-gallon tank, where we had it cleaned and had the main line busted and had to fix all that. But the water plants asked me to ask you guys if we can.
Conserve,
thank you. Water.
Only if it's a structural fire.
Well, I mean, fire is obvious.
Or brush fire.
Obviously, so. Yeah. But training, if you if you can.
I'd say Dixon County over there used every bit of, within the first 2 hours, used every bit of 60,000 gallons of water in the first 2 hours. That's a lot of water.
Can you imagine if that pipe did that? Be awful.
That's all right. I know where the dam is, and I know how to grab. So,
who's ours?
Yeah,
who messed with ours?
I'll go up there to the genie mine and open the door.
No.
And throw a draft pump in there.
No.
But you know, yeah, I'll let everybody know. This is an absolute desire.
Yeah.
No, we won't do any campaign with water until we hear from you.
I appreciate it.
And that the fire hydrant right there going into Crabwater is a town fire hydrant.
Going into it?
Right there, as soon as you turn down the hill, going into Crabwater.
Where 72 goes on and turn off to Crabwater, there's one right in the T.
I was talking about the one down by River Lane.
No. This is at the top of Crabwater.
Oh, that's
the one. Yeah, that's the one I was asking to get placed.
We were told that it might be the county's, and it's not the county. No. It's not. It's ours.
I have talked to the post office one time, and they told me that they were going to check in on it. And I've been up through there. Nothing has been done, so I'm going to go back and talk to the postmaster again. And this time, if something ain't done, then...
For the hydrant?
From
Hydra?
No, for the
post office.
There's about four or five mailboxes around that he had to remove temporarily to buy the structure fire out there here a while, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
I pulled
them out of there. I had to do what I had to do. I couldn't get to the hydrant. See, there's not supposed to be.
What mailbox?
Huh?
What mailbox?
Yeah. Well, there was four of them.
Was
but
it
I was
15?
I
read that.
But,
was it 15 feet?
It's 10. It's 10 to 15 foot, only except for a protective concrete barrier, and that is to be, you know, put in for whoever hydrant, you know, whoever has the hydrant. So, if the town wanted to go in and put a two concrete posts in the front, two in the back, to kind of
keep people from hitting it,
then you know that's what they could do. But that's the only thing that's allowed within a 10 to 15 foot circumference of the hydrant. And that's a town hydrant, so, you know, and that hydrant really, it takes care of everything left-handed down there in the old Inches Trailer Court, all the way up to the top of, I think it's a Glover residence and a Campbell residence at the top of a hill up there. And then it goes all the way down to where you cut into McQuillan Mead, and it goes all the way down. I think the next hydrant's right there in front of McCoy's house. So,
and then going on 72, it's almost down there at Roger Eggie's.
Yep.
Turn up.
Yep, saying that's all town hydrants. Everything, even on 72, all the way out, mm-hmm. almost into Dungan.
And that is one that needs to be replaced.
Yes, most definitely. It needs to be replaced, and I don't know how the town will do it, but where it's in that bend along the edge of the road, I need to really move it back 5 foot. Move the whole hydrant back. If they had to add a piece of pipe to add it back and stub it up 5 foot from off the edge of the road, and that would eliminate me having to go back to the post office and talk to the postmaster again. But you know, that's just something to think about.
It's probably easier to move four mailboxes than it is to move that hydrant.
Well, then raise it up. You know, put a newer hydrant because that's only got two
outlets
on. You got the steamer outlet and then the 2.5 outlet, and you know, I had a 3-inch line I hooked up to the 2.5 side, and it supplied us with enough water to, you know, fight the fire. But if I can, I'd rather drop a 5-inch. I'd rather have a 5-inch hose supplying me and fight the fire than I would a 3-inch line. You just get more water, and I'm more comfortable. I got more cushion that way. But, you know, if you can, see if you can get a place.
What size is the water line there to be the question?
I would say it had to be an 8 or bigger, because it runs, that line runs, I'm not sure where the town cuts off at, but I know.
Probably not 4 past there.
Yeah, I'd say it's a pretty good size line because it breaks off of the one coming up flatly up 72 and just shoots over the hill right
there. Jeff, do you by chance know what size water the main water line is down through there?
Right.
Going towards Crab Orchard.
So 64 long.
68.
Is there anything you don't know about this town?
Not much.
Not much. Okay.
All right, any other questions for the fire department? Anything else from us? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Except the money, $27,000.
Yeah, you've done allocated that. I just remind you, the truck has finally been said that it's arrived. It should be in there now at this time. So me and Cliff will probably go pick it up one day this week.
Good deal.
So, and then once we get it striped and light on and everything, y'all can come take a look at it.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Captain Gardner, leave.
It appears.
Hey, Logan.
I would imagine.
Logan. Before you leave, don't forget the Christmas truck, December 1.
We got you.
Okay.
And then I got the other arrangements to take care of,
too. Okay.
See you all.
Is this Gardner outside, or is he?
Did Ryan completely
I'm
leave?
I'm thinking he probably left. Because he said he was working on it. But he earned.
Well, I know, but he had a report.
Was it his Delta?
Yeah.
If you don't care.
He had a cough.
All right. Next, water plant. I don't see Mr. Markham here, so town manager report, Mr. Williams.
He asked me to bring up with fire department as far as able to minimize the amount of training use of water. And on Thursday, the generator will be turned on live.
That's good.
Anything else for us?
Nothing more.
I've just got a question. Public Works and town, where are we purchasing our items from? Are we purchasing within the town as much as possible?
Yes.
Well, I was approached by two different business owners this week, fairly upset. They felt that we were not patronizing their businesses, and of course they mentioned, you know, several of our own businesses within the town are closing. So I would like for us to be mindful that at all possible, you know, these are our people, these are our businesses. I know we're not just going and buying things. They should have a purchase order and that should be approved through you, but we should most definitely be patronizing our own businesses within the town. And that's my only comment in regards to that. Anything else? All right, next, Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
You act tired.
Did it patch you up?
No.
What I got tonight is that we installed a check valve on Westbury Lane. We repaired a water leak on Diagonal Street. We repaired a water leak on Altona Street. Repaired a swings over in the mini market was broke. We went and put a meter and a setter Jefferson Street, replaced the setter on Quartertown Road. We went and jetted the sewer line on Dickerson Street, repaired a leak on Westbury Lane again. We repaired a leak on Mosswood Lane. We repaired manhole on Beach Street. We jetted the sewer line on Beach Street. We repaired a 12-inch water line in Tom's Creek, a new line that they put up where they hit it, put a hole in it, so they put a band on it.
Yeah.
And we did 140 work orders. That's all I've got for tonight. And Christmas stuff right there, y'all.
I talked to Jimmy tonight. Yeah, well, I know the flags are still up. The veteran banners are still up through Wednesday. So after that, we'll get with you and decide. I know the tree is probably ready. It can come over to the stage.
Okay.
Alrighty. That's next. Not this Saturday, but next. Yep. So it's upon us, but we'll get it done. All right.
Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it. Any questions?
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, the Lane Group. Do we have anything from the Lane Group?
I do not.
Treasurer, I know that Mr. Sharp is out. Do we have anything from her?
Did not.
Other than what you've already shared?
Do we have a balance from her cash balance?
Where she was out last week, she spent the day trying to get everything caught back up before you do that.
Okay.
And we wasn't able to by the end of the day.
Okay.
All right. Next, attorney report, Mr. Sturgill. Oh. Yes, sir.
That fire hazard, he was talking about it. On Cordell, I may go out there and get the numbers and stuff off of it. Instead of buying a whole new fire hydrant right there, we might be able to try to extend it and lift it up like we did the schools up here.
Yeah.
And put one down in there and save a lot more money.
That's what I was on asking. Same thing.
Yeah.
I do not have anything for my, other than what was covering closed session previously.
Okay. The next item is new business, resolution 2023-004 for Coburn Fire Department. It states, Town of Coburn Town Council grants the Coburn Fire Department the approval to operate as a basic life-saving non-transport first responder. Whereas Section 15.2-955 of the Code of Virginia, 1950, as amended, requires local governing bodies approval of any emergency medical service organization within that locality. And whereas Coburn Fire Department has appeared before the Town Council of the Town of Coburn to operate as a basic life-saving non-transport first responder within the town limits of the Town of Coburn and the surrounding areas. And whereas the Town Council of the Town of Coburn has determined it is to be in the best interest of Coburn Fire Department to provide these services. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Coburn grants approval to the Coburn Fire Department to operate in Coburn, Virginia, per approval of the Office of Emergency Medical Services of Virginia to serve as a basic life-saving non-transport first responder in the Town of Coburn, Virginia. Adopted this the 13th day of November, 2023. Is there any action from Council?
Motion to approve resolution 2023-004 as stated in your presentation.
Second.
Motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-004. Is there any discussion? All right, Mr. Sturgill, can you do a roll call vote for that?
Yes. Carl Collins.
Aye.
Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Jeff
Kaiser. Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you. There is no more new business or old business, and we have already entered into closed session. So now we come to council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Kaiser.
Just those that I've stated in the past, the last several meetings about finances at Coburn, that still remains a huge concern. As I've stated before, we've got property taxes, personal property taxes coming up, which is going to increase the amount to a point, but that's only going to last so long. And again, we need to make sure that we're doing purchase orders as we have required. We need to make sure that we're cutting back overtime as much as possible and conserve every dollar that we can conserve because, guys, we're almost in trouble.
Okay. Mr. Steele?
Appreciate everything that our outside people do and our inside people do, and I appreciate the town council for all of us working together. And that's my comments.
Okay. Ms. Steele?
I appreciate everybody coming out. It was nice seeing people. I like that. And I do like seeing people come to learn and know what's going on. This is where you find it out at. And I appreciate everybody that works inside and outside and the fire department on their diligent work they're doing. And all my council people, what they're doing. And I'm excited for the 25th. It's going to be an awesome. And then we'll have another meeting before the other bazaar, right? The Christmas bazaar is what day?
Christmas bazaar is the 18th.
The 18th. And then
November.
It's Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Yeah. The Christmas bazaar will be here Saturday. And then the Christmas parade December 1st. All good things.
Okay. I would just like to echo sentiments from other council members in regards to just thank you. I know times are tough, and but everybody's doing the best that they can, and I do appreciate that. Like Ms. Steele said, the bazaar is here in the depot this Saturday. The Home for the Holidays event, Christmas tree lighting, is next Saturday, the 25th. We have over 50 vendors. Anthem has sponsored an ice skating rink, and we're going to have horse and buggy rides, lots of food trucks. I think it's going to be top-notch. It's going to be way better than it was last year. Lay's is doing ornaments and showing a movie. We have the Masonic Lodge doing a Santa breakfast here in the depot. Got a message actually while we were here tonight about the Methodist Church. They're going to have a live nativity and be giving out free hot chocolate and doing Christmas carols over there as well that night. So it's a great time for our community to come together, and it really excites me.
And then the
next week is the parade. So we have three exciting weekends here in the town. So that's all I have, and I will make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.